folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We're here at our two military and police associations, and I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And we're going to go to the TSA right now at the airports. Evidently, there are some molesters there at the TSA. Miss America was sexually molested by the TSA, okay? Miss America was. In a video, in the video below, the former beauty queen who held the Miss America title in 2003, Susie Costello, says a TSA screener fondled her vagina with his fingers during an intrusive pat-down. Miss Costello was subjected to the groping as she refused to enter the naked body scanner at the airport in Dallas, Texas. In late 2010, the TSA put in place new procedure outlines instructing agents to use their palms and fingers to probe airline customer bodies for hidden weapons, including breasts and other private parts like the vagina. Costello is currently a spokeswoman for Neutrogena and has appeared on a number of television shows, including the ABC family reality television series, America's Prom Queen. She has held the title, she also held the title of Miss Massachusetts Teen USA in 1998. Okay, folks, this is really sad. Really sad how these screeners are molesting people. Even little children, they're molesting them and getting their jollies, I guess, off when they molest somebody like Miss America USA. They ought to be sued, folks. They ought to be sued, and maybe we would stop this fondling of our private parts at the airports, okay? Okay, let's go on to something else here. A buddy of mine, Alexander Al Cuppett, C-U-P-P-E-T-T, was a sergeant on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he's now retired. We'll be right back and tell you about him talking about chemtrails. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you. And let's get back to Al Cuppett, okay? Now, for years, he has traveled the United States and said he was part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he was, but he was a sergeant, and he would serve coffee and bring in reports to the Joint Chief of Staff people, and he wasn't a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but he says he was, okay, Al B. Cuppett. He's got a report here, U.S. Army / Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired, Madison, Virginia. Okay, folks, well, let's go to this report now. He's writing to General John P. Jumper, Commander, Air Combat Command, that's ACC, okay? Subject is Treaty on Open Skies, TOS, Aircraft Executing Operational Biochemical Missions Against the United States with Chemtrails. Sir, I have just been informed by a freelance reporter of the out of Munich, Germany, that she recently interviewed two Russian officers who admitted they had been flying TOS missions, chemtrail missions, in the United States. This report was the final confirmation required to dispatch this letter to the above principals. And he sent the info to General Shelton, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Shinseki, Head of the VA, General Ryan, Admiral Clark, General Jones, Admiral Blair, SINPAC, Senators Allen, Shelby, Miller, and Warner, Congressman Barr, Paul, Bartlett, Cantor, Goods, and Burton, and the Commonwealth Federal and Military Police Officers. Okay. He sent this treaty on open skies about chemtrails. He says, sir, to prove believe I know whereof I speak. Be advised, I served the United States 31 years, 19 of which were joint service. Moreover, I served 2 years as an Air Staff Officer, as well as a Communication Action Officer Evaluator for 6 years. On the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I received the Secretary of Defense Civilian Service Medal, and during my service career, I got a Purple Heart, Bronze Star for 15-month combat tour in Vietnam, being stationed 14 years overseas and serving over 25 countries. Isn't it sad, folks? We're in 160 nations now with our soldiers. 160 nations. It's very sad. We had to bring them home and guard our borders. In the event you aren't familiar with TOS particulars, be advised that President Bush and Clinton put these abominable counter-U.S. sovereignty TOS agreements in place, legally or otherwise, extensively to ensure our compliance with START agreements. Such pretenses were nothing but a public consumption conspiracy, as is the TOS compliance modified EC-135 squadron based at Olive Air Force Base. The clandestine purpose of the TOS, rather than to certify U.S. treaty compliance to U.S. military bases, was to allow United Nations troops, foreign pilots, to overfly without reactions or restrictions or hindrance the American populace, operating in several modes, which I will detail below. First off, I have prima facie evidence from all sources that Soviet UN pilots in foreign planes and choppers are routinely flying civilian radar spoofer transponder equipped flagrantly illegal low-level IR magnetometer radar sweeps and, yes, black operation sorties against private citizens, thus searching for stored weapons, equipment, and food, etc. This includes sensor-equipped Soviet HIP 2117 choppers over legal federal license, federal firearms license businesses. I saw one myself. This despicable United Nations ordered campaign is bad enough. However, what follows is much, much worse. For about 5 years now, TOS aircraft and choppers have been conducting pernicious biochemical warfare operations all over the USA. I maintain hundreds of reports, many first-person, as do other military retirees, including retired flag officers, of numerous attacks on our population over both city and rural areas. People are being surreptitiously sickened and, yes, killed as a result of these spraying operations. The leftist U.S. press is purposely covering this truth up, and the U.S. military and the only superpower can do nothing. But, sir, while I have breath, I shall write. On January 29, 2001, these carper spraying operations finally came to Central Virginia. Investigation reveals these tanker-configured aircraft are now spraying chemtrails of microplasms, fungi, and spores in most areas of the USA. I'm a licensed pilot and have seen / endured various aerial sorties myself for over 7 years. These operational sorties also feature, among other pathogens, hepatitis, upper respiratory irritants, ad nauseum, etc. If you don't know about this, you do now. Moreover, if you don't dispatch an armed F-15 or two out of Langley Air Combat Command to splash a few of these flying murderers, and that's knock them out of the air, you'll never qualify for the Admiral Mike Boards Trophy. Boards knew these UB operations were going on and was planning to do something, but alas, was murdered, not by suicide, but by 3 bullets in his body by our government. If the action info addresses above sit by and do nothing, they're no more honorable than the traitorous Illuminist leaders who allowed these pernicious UN Soviet terrorists into our country. And by the hundreds of thousands, they're here, no less. Gentlemen, when the bio agent is anthrax, it'll be too late. Do something about it now. That's Al Cuppet, U.S. Army, retired. Thank you, Al. That's a good report. Okay, folks, remember now, next hour is open phones, okay? Next hour is totally open phones, and I'll give out that call-in number closer to the top of the hour, okay? Let's go now to FBI unlocks the vault. Historical records reveal century of snooping and dirty deeds by the FBI. I've got a picture here, a very ugly picture of Robert Mueller, current head of the FBI. He looks evil, man. He really looks evil. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has placed thousands of pages of its history onto a website it refers to as the Vault, and has advised the public to keep a close watch as more will be added. The files contain a treasure trove of new and little-known information about some of the most pivotal events of the 20th century. Now hear the music, folks. We'll be right back after these very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Remember, I was in the war during the Vietnam War, and never got over to Vietnam, but I was stationed back at top secret security bases in the jungles here and there. I was given a top secret clearance, and I was lied to by my recruiters. I was 17 years of age when I became a soldier and asked them if I could go into, I was at 16 years of age, I was certified for scuba by Navy divers in Washington District of Criminals. Okay. And when I went to the recruiter, I told him that, and told him that I was in perfect shape, and I was. When I went to my academy classes, I could outdo all the other soldiers there, okay, with my physical agility, okay? And, let me get up and shut my door here. Okay. Let's go back to this report. FBI unlocks the vault. Okay, I told you Robert Mueller is sitting here on my paper with an evil, evil look on his face. But he'd have to be evil, folks, because I've got a friend who's been in prison now for like 18 years who was a top Vietnam vet helicopter pilot, an officer, and he won many, many awards for going down in combat situations and picking up our troops and bringing them back alive. And he joined the FBI. He was in New York, and he was one of the best FBI agents there was, and he was approached and told by some guys that they were part of the mob up there, and that the FBI and other federal agencies were bringing the drugs into New York City and other states and giving them to the mob to distribute, okay, and the gangs to distribute. So he went to his superiors in the FBI and told them that he had two guys that would testify about this and his FBI leaders told him to go kill him, to go assassinate him, so they couldn't tell the story, because the FBI, of course, knew that the CIA and the FBI was bringing drugs in New York City and distributing them. And so Robert Mueller has to be evil, folks, from beginning to end, or he wouldn't be in charge of the FBI. He wouldn't been put in charge of the FBI. But let's go back to this report here. Historical records reveal centuries of snooping and dirty deeds on the part of the FBI. From A to Z, it has Al Capone to the Zionist organizations of America, with other likely cases one would expect in between. Martin Luther King Jr., John Dillinger, and the Rosenbergs, to the unexpected finds of Kentucky Fried Chicken founder Colonel Harlan Sanders, the beloved Will Rogers, and comedian Jack Benny. Conspicuously missing are files from the Oklahoma City bombing and TWA's down Flight 800. Evidence has shown that the FBI was instrumental in the cover-up of pertinent facts in both of these high-profile cases. Matter of fact, the CIA and the FBI committed these atrocities in Oklahoma City bombing, which was an inside job, and the downing of Flight 800, TWA's downed Flight 800. In upcoming months, American Free Press will profile other intriguing gems contained within the FBI's vast database. Some of these stories may broad subjects familiar to AFP and past spotlight readers, such as the tragic drowning of Teddy Kennedy aide Mary Jo Kopechne. However, additional twists and turns from some other sources will reveal elements of these cases that undoubtedly differ from official explanations. Popular culture icons like John Denver are also surprisingly featured in a variety of FBI memos. Denver, well known for his folksy songs like Rocky Mountain High, faced an alarming amount of unsubstantiated speculation that reflected the vindictive nature of the FBI chief J. Edgar Hoover's bureau. We'll be right back, folks, with more on Historical Records Reveal Centuries of Snooping and Dirty Deeds by the FBI. Stay tuned after these very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to this report, folks. This week's center spread provides a focused glimpse at the 2,000 documents of, that some refer to as real-life X-Files. For starter, Pat Shannon analyzes the biggest revelations yet made by the FBI in regard to 1947 celebrated Roswell UFO crash. One agent writes of this event, three so-called flying saucers have been recovered in New Mexico, while another informant describes three bodies of a human shape that were removed along with the crafts. Now, folks, we do have UFOs. We do have these flying saucers, which our Air Force does fly across America to make you think that there's invaders from other planets coming to us. Next, Dave Geherity delves into the strange relationship between two seemingly polar opposites, thuggish murderers, JDL hitmen, the Jewish Defense League hitmen, and the violent gangsters who comprise inner city music. With death threats, extortion, and murder at its core, this story shows the full extent of JDL, the Jewish Defense League, terrorism in America. They've blown up many bombs in America. And how they preyed on equally violent black street musicians. Lastly, the FBI's obsession with anti-war protesters and counterculture figures of the late 60s and early 70s is addressed. Further, one of the most enigmatic topics in the history of conspiracy research is broached, namely, could secret files be directly linked to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and Robert Kennedy, the kidnapping of Howard Hughes, and the break-ins at Watergate. Turn to page 10 to 11 for a few answers. Okay, I just turned to that page, folks. In early April, the FBI Bureau of Investigation launched a new website it calls The Vault, where thousands of pages of official documents revealing details concerning hundreds of since-closed federal investigations would be pursued by anyone with Internet access. The online reading room hosts an incredibly broad range of issues on such topics as FBI investigations into the World War II, error, Tokyo Rose espionage case, and German rocket scientist Wernher von Braun, to more modern subjects like the Ruby Ridge incident, which I was there with Colonel Bob Wright, and Waco's David Koresh. And while much of the material remains redacted, that is, blacked out, for national security reasons, even the cursory reading of some of the files reveals a century's worth of federal law enforcement spying on those Americans who bucked the establishment, and they're still doing that today, folks. Over the course of the next several issues, AFP editors and journalists will be featuring many of these once-secret FBI files so that all Americans can see for themselves what Washington elites, traitors, have been doing with the unlimited power that they have been handed. Shocking inside info uncloaked. To say that J. Edgar Hoover's FBI exhibited an obsessive interest in anti-war activists and peace protesters is an obvious understatement. In a recent open FBI vault, one finds an array of intriguing and electric documents. For instance, it is apparent that the Nixon administration was horrified that ex-Beatle John Lennon, along with Chicago 7 defendants Jerry Rubin, Bobby Seale, and Renee Davis, would stage nationwide music rallies that would culminate in a massive protest at the 1972 Republican National Convention in Miami. At each stop along the way, youth would be encouraged to register for the upcoming election so that Nixon could be defeated. To thwart Lennon, the FBI vault indicates that the musicians' files had been charged out to the Immigration and Naturalization Services in order to deport him from this country. The Nixon regime fears can be seen in the passage where Lennon is said to have contributed $75,000 to the Election Year Strategy Information Center to assist this group in organizing activities during the coming year that would culminate in demonstrations at the RNC in August 1972. The anti-war activists aren't the only ones that posed a threat inside Nixon's mind. Even innocuous groups such as clergymen and laity were viewed as suspicious. After a reverend was arrested for participating in the 1972 protest in Chicago, where five automobiles blocked traffic on the Eisenhower Expressway, a file was opened. Similarly, when churches presented slideshows questioning the Vietnam War, they were promptly labeled anti-administration and anti-American. Seriously dangerous individuals were also chronicalized deep within the vault, such as terrorist William Ayers, later phony President Barack Obama nation's ghostwriter and early political supporter, and FBI informant Gary Girthwall related how, after infiltrating the Weather Underground, heirs, the communists described what would happen to diehard capitalists that refused to accept communism. Heirs insisted that up to 25 million Americans would be carted off to re-education centers before being eliminated, murdered, in other words. If readers are interested in material of a lighter variety, the FBI also took notice of Elvis Presley's quirky December 21, 1970 visit to the White House, where he met with an obviously uncomfortable Nixon. Unbeknownst to Nixon, Elvis packed two handguns that day, one for his own protection and the other as a gift for the commander-in-chief. Elvis confided to Nixon that the Smothers brothers and Jane Fonda should be forced to pay for the corruption of America's youth. Ironically, Nixon presented Presley with a badge from the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs Organization. Examples of ineptitude also surfaced in the vault, especially regarding the chaotic 1969 helter-skelter slayings. In a file dedicated to Charles Manson, law enforcement incompetence became apparent. The six-man team of police detectives today probed two macabre murder cases with some startling similarities. Senseless, savage stabbings with almost ritualistic overtones. Police maintain that there was no direct physical evidence to connect the stabbings with the middle-aged couple and mass murder of actress Sharon Tate. How they could have ignored bloody messages in each residence is mind-boggling. Even archives directly incriminating the FBI's own lurk among these heavily redacted documents. A case in point is Terry Norman, an FBI informant and agent provocateur prior to the Kent State killings. Although recent revelations prove the direct orders to shoot were given to Ohio National Guardsmen only moments before shots rang out, and now believe that Norman may have fired four shots from a .38 caliber pistol during the staged altercation with the protesters. Okay, folks, that's it on the FBI files. Remember, you can go to the web, folks, and look up FBI The Vault, V-A-U-L-T, and look through some of those 2,000 documents that are there. Okay? All right. How Middle East, or how America destabilized the Middle East, folks. Clearly, the revolutionary firestorm is moving relentlessly close to Saudi Arabia, the biggest target of all. Saudi Arabia is run by the Sunni monarchy and is the enemy of fundamentalist Shiite Muslim Iran, which is the enemy of communist Israel, folks. Iran has told the communist Zionists in Israel that they won't be a part of the Antichrist New World Order there in the Middle East, so we have to go do a regime change just like we did with Saddam Hussein, who said the same thing. And now we've got a puppet government for the communist Zionists in Iraq right now, and that's what we want to have That's what the communist Zionists in Israel want to have in Iran. So they're trying to say that they're building nuclear bombs and we're going to go in there and have a war with Iran. Okay. The Saudi family, royal family members, both hate and fear the Iranian fundamentalists, and the Shiites in Saudi Arabia hate the royal family. Until George Bush Jr. invaded Iraq and overthrew Saddam Hussein to do a regime change for the communist Zionists in Israel, the worst foreign policy blunder in U.S. history, Saddam and his secular Sunni government stood as a buffer between Shiite fundamentalist Iran and Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Middle East. Saddam had fought a war against Iran for almost 10 years during the 1980s, and through that senseless war took millions of lives on both sides, it did serve to contain the expansionist designs of Iran. When George Bush decided to overthrow the Saddam Hussein government for the communist Zionists, it destroyed that buffer, and with it, the stability of the entire Middle East. It created a power vacuum in Iraq, which is now being filled by pro-Iranian Shiites, and set the stage for a complete Shiite takeover of Iraq, which is now being accomplished. But they have a puppet dictator in there that works 100% for communist Zionist Israel, folks. When George Bush decided to overthrow Saddam Hussein, let's see, Sunni control of Iraq, they are about one-third of the population, and Shiites are about two-thirds, ended with U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq, and now the Shiites, who are very sympathetic to the Iranian fundamentalists, who said they wouldn't be a part of the New World Order, who are controlled and manipulated by SAME, are moving closer to Iran. When the scheduled pullout of U.S. troops takes place at the end of this year, which isn't going to happen, folks, the last obstacle to total Shiite control of Iraq will be gone. No, we've got to stay there with our troops, folks, to be sure the puppet government stays in place for communist Zionist Israel, okay? So we're not leaving. This will leave the Saudis as the lone supporters of the Iraqi Sunnis. No wonder the Saudi royals are terrified of the Iranian fundamentalist juggernaut who are willing to help possible communist Israel airstrikes against Iran's nuclear facilities, and are buying gold like there is no tomorrow, and preparing to flee to Europe if the fundamentalist firestorm now sweeping the Middle East should engulf Saudi Arabia. It is noteworthy that over the last 32 years, it has been U.S. foreign policy that has destabilized the Middle East. Leftists in the U.S. State Department and globalist establishment supported the fundamentalist revolution and helped to overthrow the Shah of Iran in 1979. They murdered him and bring Khomeini and the fundamentalists into power in Iran. We'll be right back, folks, and we're coming close to the second hour, which is totally open phones, when we get back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll give out that call-in number, so get your pencils and papers ready. We'll be right back, folks.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLamb program from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, here at our two police and military associations. And next hour is open phones, just a couple minutes away, folks. So here's that call-in number. If you'd like to call in and make a few statements or ask questions, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in next hour on the Officer Jack McLamb program, open phones, okay? All right, let's go back to this report here, folks. Go back to this report here. They supported Yasser Arafat, a Soviet KGB asset, and the PLO for years. They is the U.S. government and the communist Zionists in Israel for years. And now the fundamentalists in Gaza, they orchestrated the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, which further destabilized the Middle East and strengthened the position of the Iranian fundamentalists. And more recently, they supported the revolution against Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak in every instance citing their support for Middle East democracy and human rights as the goal of American foreign policy in the region. So our CIA was involved, folks, in this revolution against Hosni Mubarak, okay, and overthrowing him. If a major war breaks out in the Middle East, you can lay it at the feet of the U.S. State Department and the global socialist communist American establishment. Okay, Iran, with 75 million people, has the largest population than the rest of the Persian Gulf countries combined, and has by far the largest and most ideologically committed military in the region. That military has been fully armed and equipped by Russia, China, and North Korea. Outside powers have prevented Iran from dominating the region since the fall of the Ottoman Empire. First the British and later the Americans made sure that Iran did not become too powerful. That all began to change when Jimmy Carter helped to bring the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in 1979. With the U.S. pullout from Iraq later this year, that long-term policy of containment of Iran is completely over. With or without nuclear power and weapons, Iran will be the dominant military power in the entire Middle East, with the possible exception of tiny communist Israel, who has the very high-tech air force and over 400 nuclear weapons developed in partnership with South Africa in the 1970s and the 1980s. Even without exerting its military muscle, Iran is already exerting its influence throughout the Middle East via its covert support for Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon and the revolutionary movement across the region. Okay, folks, we'll be right back for open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back, folks, with more on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The next